All right, we are going to move on to 14, public access areas with Mark Norton.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, fellow members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Do I need to share it, or do you guys have it there?
I have it here, but I can do it for you. Maybe I don't. Oh yeah, I do. There it is.
All right, there we go. So I'm going to give you guys an update on our efforts to provide public hunting opportunities on private lands across South Dakota for 2025. My name is Mark Norton. I'm Hunting Access and Farm Bill Coordinator for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. So we've got six different access programs that we utilize across the state. The first one I'm going to talk about is one of our newest ones. It's the Big Sioux River Watershed CREP. CREP is a partnership between South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, and the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency, or FSA. And the goal of this partnership is the target enrollment of CRP in the Big Sioux River watershed that are all open to public hunting and fishing access, so foot traffic, walk-in, hunting and fishing access. The first contract started in January of 2023, and by December 1st of this year, we will have over 4,600 acres enrolled in that watershed. According to the agreement between us and FSA, we can enroll up to 25,000 acres in the Big Sioux River watershed. We also have a longer standing CREP agreement and partnership project in the James River watershed. This started way back in January of 2010 with our first enrollment. Very similar premises, targeting CRP habitat enrollment in the James River watershed, all open to public hunting and fishing access. In 2020, our first contracts are already starting to expire, and we offered re-enrollments. On average, about 70 to 75% of the expiring acres have been re-enrolled since then each year. For this fall, we are going to have over 86,000 acres enrolled in the James River watershed CREP, and that is an all-time high for the James River watershed for CREP enrollments. This agreement allows us to enroll up to 100,000 acres. We also have an elk hunting access area program. This has been around a little bit longer, since 2007. It originated in the Black Hills to meet the needs of getting more hunter harvest of elk in areas where elk depredation was occurring. So from about 2007 to 2019, we had about 20,000 acres in that program. And then this past decade, around 2020, 2021, a couple of things changed. We've got new units outside of the Black Hills for elk on the prairie in western South Dakota. And also a landowner-owned land license was created. And so we ramped up our efforts to get more public hunting opportunity for elk hunting in western South Dakota. And you can see on that chart how we've increased enrollment. And for 2025, we're going to have over 100,000 acres enrolled in the elk hunting access area program. We also have the Lower Waukee Waterfall Access Area program, which has been around since 1998. This is located just north of Pier and adjacent to the lower end of Lake Oahe, just as it's named. This area it provides hunting opportunity for upland game as well as waterfowl. Those opportunities range from first come, first serve walk-in hunting opportunities to lottery registration opportunities when we've got a lot of waterfowl using the area. Hunters and hunting groups can show up to a registration building and randomly draw a field number or get the pick which field they want to go hunt that day, and they've got that field for the day to hunt. Many of those fields shown in blue on this map also have pits that have been built and maintained by Game Fish and Parks for hunters to use. A lot of times those waterfowl are here in December, January, the coldest time of the year. So it's kind of nice to be able to utilize those pits and stay out of the cold wind and maybe even bring along a little heater to stay warm. There's also pass shooting pits and canals that are associated with this Lower Wahee Access Program. And there's, I don't want to forget to mention, there's three fully equipped decoy, blind, flags, all the equipment you need to hunt waterfowl on this area that hunters can check out for free. We also have the Controlled Hunting Access Program. It's pretty much just like its name. It allows landowners to control the hunting pressure on the property and the amount of hunting and types of hunting they would like to allow. This can range from anything from the type of game that they allow to be harvested to the days that are open for harvest, to the type of hunting that is done, maybe archery only, the seasons that are open. a lot of variables here, pretty flexible. It can meet just about any landowner's desires on how they want to allow the public to hunt. And one of the most common rules or restriction is the number of hunters per day that are allowed to hunt a CHAP area. This started in 2009. For 2025, we've got 15 CHAP cooperators across the state on 19 different sites for over 28,000 acres. And a new, we've had online registration for a number of years, and we've updated that online registration system for this fall, which allows hunters to complete a register and hunt and check out electronically. They no longer have to print off a registration and drop it in a check-in box on the CHAP sites that use the online registration. For those that don't use online registration, there's still an analog registration system there. They either get a permission slip from a landowner, or they sign in to hunt the property and drop it in a check-in box at a kiosk located at each of those CHAP sites. And last but not least is our walk-in area program. It's been around since 1988. Was really our launch into the world of leasing private land for public hunting access. Hunters can find just about any type of hunting opportunity that South Dakota has to offer somewhere across the state on a walk-in area. For this year, we are going to have over 1.4 million acres in the walk-in area program. I know, let's total all those different programs up and look at it over the past 5-6 years. Our staff have added over 220,000 acres of private land to public hunting opportunities since 2020, tallying it all up to over 1.66 million acres for 2025. And this really is a credit to Team GFMP all across the state. Our field staff that work with landowners every day, wildlife damage specialists, conservation officers, private lands habitat biologists, amongst others, as well as partnership biologists with Pheasants Forever, and some of their help recently with their initiative of the PATH program, Public Access to Habitat, all different things that have helped us build better, stronger, more relationships with private landowners in a way that we can provide more public hunting opportunity to more acres of private land in South Dakota. One other topic I want to give a quick update on is our efforts to unlock landlocked public land. This all started back around 2016 when we were updating our deer management plan, and one of the priorities of it was to create more access to landlocked public lands. And you can see ever since 2017 we started tracking this, we've increased the amount or unlocked more locked public lands each year, and for 2025 we will have over 40,000 acres of landlocked public land unlocked and open to access for the public to use. And our primary tool that helps us do this is utilizing those access programs I just talked about, the walk-in area program or the CHAP program, and working with adjacent private landowners to roll their land into one of those programs as well. adding it all together, we've added over 150,000 acres of public hunting opportunity by targeting those landlocked public lands. With that, I thank you for your time and I'll stand by for any questions.
Very good, thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark? Public access areas and or comments? Seeing none from the commission, I'll just say that is very impressive to see those acres go up over the last handful of years. Wow. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin here again, Secretary of the Game Fish and Parks. Just want to echo a lot of Mark's comments and just want to give a huge shout out once again to Team GF&P. I know I sound like a broken record today, but this is another one of those huge priority areas that we spend a lot of time, money, and effort on, and it really is showing. And it's a testament to the passion and the purpose we have within our field staff and within Mark Norton himself, with our administration here. Tom champions this habitat and access message every day, and I appreciate that. But we're not done. You know, our goal is 2 million acres here in a couple of years, whenever that might happen, but we're moving that direction. A testament to all the landowners, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, for allowing access, public access to your private properties. And this is great, great data to share, and it's a great story to tell, and we're very proud of it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary.